Green grass, running water. A jester lecturing an audience on philosophical politics, laughing after every sentence. All right, Green Grass, Running Water. It is a trickster novel. A little bit satirical, a little bit political. I would say throw it in the genfic pile as well. Written by Thomas King. Released in 1993. I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I came upon it before I tell you a little bit about it in general. So, admittedly, right off the bat, I'm going to tell you this is not for me. It's not really, just not for me. I'm not the target audience. We'll get to that in a bit. Let me interrupt myself how many more times. It's not for me, and I never would have bought it. Sometimes I buy a book because it seems really cool, and I think it'll be for me, and then it's not for me, and mistakes happen, and there you go. Whatever, right? Trial and error sometimes, or sometimes what's on the back makes it sound super cool and up my alley, and it's just not. However, this was a book that I needed to buy as a textbook for a class called Literary Uses of Mythology, taught by the great Jesse, and I think his last name is with an S, but I can't remember his last name right now, but he was an instructor, professor, if you will, at the University of Saskatchewan. Great, great teacher, instructor, professor, just sick, awesome. I never read that book when I was supposed to, sorry. but that is the reason I have the book. It was for that class, and I didn't read it. And that's on me. But also why I needed to retake that class. I didn't read a lot of what I was supposed to read in that class and ended up dropping and taking it again later. Anyway, so that's the reason I have the book. I decided after like 10 years later or whatever after having it, you know what, maybe I'll give it a shot. Maybe I'll read it now. And so I did that this past year. It is ambiguous, confusing, challenging, nonsense, and smart. So, there you go. I'm going to read you my review that I wrote of it as soon as I was done reading it, because there has been a few months since then, but I will read you that review. So, Green Grass, Running Water. Where are you? There we are. I am admittedly not the target audience for this book. I own it because it was a text for the Literary Uses of Mythology course I took in university many years ago, which I've already explained. I finally got around to reading it now. This is all could have been omitted. My bad. King, the author, says that satire comes from mistrust. That's evident. What isn't apparent is who the target audience really is. The book is well written. It is a good contemporary read that's mostly a smooth read, albeit with consistent interruptions and interludes that seemingly make no sense but more likely are just over my head. The book takes place in southern Alberta and tells a contemporary story that questions traditions but at times in a very indirect way. There's a heavy reliance on Coyote to be a trickster and a lot of the nonsense that is written seems to be irrelevant. Names seem to be significant, but half the time they aren't made clear as to why or what we're supposed to get from it. The satire oozes from the page, and the important questions and challenges about Indigenous peoples in Canada are also obvious, as well as relations to tradition and questions of why. But there's enough disjointedness to make me wonder what I'm missing, and if I'm missing it, or if it's just fluff. So, to unpack that a bit, with what I said at the very beginning and what I just read in the review. There's a lot of politics going on here. It is a satire. It is a trickster novel, which I've never read another trickster novel that I can think of. But trickster characters are in many different cultures and traditions, but they're very well known within Indigenous peoples' culture and different tribes of different characters that are trickster figures. So that is a concept that I've been familiar with and aware of before reading this. However, I mentioned the disjointedness. There's a lot of interruptions and flashbacks and going into almost like an alternate reality type situation. It was based in contemporary times, though, So, I mean, it was written in the early 90s, and a lot of it is based in that general time frame, but then it kind of cuts back and forth between other things and different characters, and there's a lot of names thrown in there that I wasn't aware of, that if I looked up all of them, I'd probably be more knowledgeable about what's happening here, but I feel like you'd have to have a certain amount of knowledge going into this to really get all of it. Because sometimes I feel like it is really over my head. Like, it was satirizing things that I was so vaguely aware of or not aware of at all. That, like, just names of certain characters were very significant and they pointed towards figures that were real people or are real people still. And that if you had that frame of reference, you would have been able to draw the parallels and understand the symbolism. But I didn't. Some of these were just politicians of the time. U.S. and Canadian politicians. And so part of that was the issue, just not being well-rounded enough with my history when it came to indigenous people's relations with U.S. and Canadian government. I feel like if you have a strong basis of that, then you will get a lot out of this book, way more than I did. I believe that there is something you can get out of this book without that, but it just feels like there's all these interruptions and you're missing things. There's like the second layer. I mean, it's probably more than double layered, but there's a second layer where I felt like I'm not getting any of this. There is just a message that you could get from this without that knowledge. But it's just not the full picture, and you know it. I mean, if you're me, I knew it. So it just wasn't for me. I wasn't prepared for it. I got a couple things out of it, but there are some questions of by the way, there's no spoilers here. I forgot to mention that at the beginning. There's no spoilers in this thing, but there are some questions of fate and of nature, and like not in like a deep level of like really introspective, like, what is my nature, and like, can I change that? But more of this, like, what are you meant to do? What should you do? Why would you do that thing? Why would you not? How much choice do you have? But it's very surface level, I would say, but it is there. Some people, I'm sure, got more out of it than I did, and therefore they could say it's on a deeper level. So target audience, like, intelligent, poli-sci majors, minors, people who have an interest in Canadian politics specifically and how they relate to our indigenous population and the relationships that colonialism has had and those effects. Like, if you are very knowledgeable about that kind of thing and you just enjoy satire and trickster figures and stuff like that, then sure, if you're a history major, if you have a lot of Canadian history knowledge, again, some of it is just U.S. too. Like, just the relationship with North American indigenous peoples and the government and colonialism. If you have a deep knowledge of those things, not just a vague understanding like I did, like I feel like I've got a good understanding of what happened and how it happened and went down, but there's so many names in here that I think would be enriching. Like, that I would get so much more out of it if I had known more. I believe that the everyman... I'm coming to this book as a layperson, I guess, when it comes to that stuff. I do believe there is more you can get out of it without having that other knowledge, that other deeper level of understanding. You can get stuff out of it, for sure, but a lot of things, like those interruptions in the book, turned me off. They're confusing, and I don't think you want to be confused while you're reading. I just don't. Like, I have to look up words every once in a while because I don't have that strong of a vocabulary as the writer sometimes, but that doesn't take me away that much. If I look up a single word every once in a while, and that helps me understand things better and to learn that word. But there's constant interruptions here of shifting realities almost and going back and forth between characters and kind of different times and stuff, and it's just not done in a way that's very reader friendly, I would say. It's a very well known book. It's won some nominations and awards and such, and is on some. It's got some great blurbs, but it just wasn't for me. Does it have an importance? I think so, but I didn't get it. I personally didn't get it. So I think that, you know, Thomas King has a reputation as a writer, and this book being, I believe, one of his crown achievements. I think that the book, or him as an author, more importantly, shed a lot of light on these topics in times where they weren't as much in the forefront as they are now, talking about truth and reconciliation and things. Those weren't things that were being talked about in the same way back in the early 90s, 80s, or whatever, late 90s, early 2000s even, as much as they are now. So for this to come out over 30 years ago, or about 30 years ago, like, I think that it was important. I think that it still could be important, that these topics are being brought up in certain ways, but it didn't do anything for me, except made me feel confused and like it wasn't for me, and that I think my understanding of the issues is still appropriate. I don't think I'm like, oh my goodness, like, I don't know anything. Like, no, it's just that this book has a lot of stuff in there that is very particular to those who have done deeper studying, I guess. Shelf placement. Where are you on the shelf? Low. I'm not going to read it again. I don't really have a reason to. I don't think I'd get rid of it. Again, my personal library, I want to keep stuff in there that I believe is valuable to someone. You could say any book is valuable to someone, but there are some that I'm like, no, that's trash. We're going to toss that right in the bin. This is one that I'm going to keep, but it's low on my shelf. There's very few people I would suggest it to, but there are some that I would say, hey, I think you'd like this. I'm going to recommend this book to you. But not very many people. So with that, that's Green Grass, Running Water.